Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding takes first base on ball four. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump catches it and throws to first to double up Breeding. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herzog. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Breeding reaches second base with a double. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Chee-Ti moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin bunts towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamlin for the out. Chee-Ti moves to third. Herbert moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Chee-Ti scores. Herbert moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Robinson moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Ginsburg moves to second. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. Breeding moves to second. 2 outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle strikes out. 1 out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chee-Tee. The throw from Ginsburg and he is safe. Chee-Tee steals second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ginsburg for a passed ball. Chee-Tee scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Woodling moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg is walked intentionally. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Barber now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. 1 out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Breeding takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Breeding scores. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 4, Athletics, 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gentile strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chitee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitee is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chitee is called out on strikes. 1 out. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Joe Ginsburg. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is one for one in the game, with a double and three walks. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Whitey Herzog. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chee-Ti hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.